You've never seen anything like Bernie, and very few things as good, at least among recent comedies. It has about 24 narrators popping in every few minutes with a sentence or two or three, all vividly in character, mostly gently comical, broadening the material and elaborating the theme of community responses to a good person who does a supposedly bad thing, like murder. Jack Black is a veritable saint and community treasure, and Shirley MacLaine is a living horror whose demise is a blessing to everybody to the degree that they had to deal with her. So everybody except lawman Matthew McConaughey want to just forget about the whole unfortunate thing. But there is such a thing as the law, and Black didn't do the thing very cleverly, and furthermore doesn't deny it, so what are they supposed to do? Bernie is not a deep study. Black is not one of the narrators, and nobody, least of all writer-director Richard Linklater, tries to study his motives, though the prosecutors make some suggestions that there is no effort to make believable. The story is supposed to be true, and I for one believe it, because if I don't remember this particular case, there's nothing that doesn't bring up vague suggestions of memories of other ones, and what surface facts we have are entirely credible. And Bernie is oddly not cynical. Linklater seems to love his morally dubious characters, except MacLaine, all of whom seem like people we socialize with every day. McConaughey is too reasonable to be a villain, and you want Black to be innocent as much as anybody else does. Performances are spot on in every case. I think most of the narrators are actual small-town Texans, and they memorably are real and humanly comic, as is Bernie as a whole. Don't miss it. Jim Erickson, over and out.